like the sound of the ocean, don't you? The sound of the ocean behind me. It's making no sound at all, because it's a virtual ocean. Well, it's a real ocean, but it was recorded. That ocean behind me is 5 years old. Something like that, isn't it? It's like, you know, 6 years old. That's the ocean 6 years ago. That's like looking at a star. Never mind. All right. I'm getting pretty badass on fucking virtual golf on, which golf app is this, man? I just kicked the shit out of St. Andrews. So, you know, WGT Golf. You can play head-to-head, but I don't know. They don't have any, like, Facebook hookups and shit like that. This is the only guy. Because I don't dig playing. I don't just dig playing anybody, you know. I don't know. It's more fun when you know somebody. But it, be that as it may, it's quite interesting, you know. Quite interesting indeed. All right. Well, today we're going to do.
Today we're going to do another edition of Bob Green Today.
And there's a couple of areas of Bob Green we want to get into. Number one, how did he come up with the name Fraser Food? So that would be funny, I think. Giants and Rockies playing tonight. What's the score here? 6-2 Giants. Jesus H. cries. Rockies not doing good on the road there. Have the Rockies ever been in a World Series? No? I don't think they have they? I know they haven't won one. Or unless, I don't know, shit, I shouldn't say. I don't think they have, though. I remember when the Rockies and the Marlins both came into Major League Baseball, I was working in Minneapolis at WCCO, and we used to play on Sunday nights. CCO ran some fucking Major League Game of the Week. So my show ended, and then I had to bring on the Major League Game of the Week, and I had to hang around. I don't know why it was I was hanging out. I had to hang out for like an hour after my shift. I think maybe it was because I was doing some production work. I'm not sure. So I would listen to Bob Costas and all of his bullshit, you know, and then what the hell is this? It's like a little Lego. Rosenblatt Stadium, the home of the... Okay, this is interesting. This is where they're having the College World Series, but they didn't show the real stadium. They showed like a Lego version of it. Huh? Florida 3, LSU nothing, top of the sixth, game one of the best of three College World Series finals. So this is it, huh? Man, the teams from the South have been dominating the shit out of this. Or am I wrong about that, too? Like, have we seen any California teams? I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, but usually you see at least one or two California teams get up there, man. This is not happening this season. Didn't we used to see, like, you know, Northridge or SC or God knows who? But right now, Florida dominating here at Johnny Rosenblatt Stadium is where the, and over here on our other, oh, shit, you know what I didn't do? Oh, there is. Well, that's the Rocky game.
That's the Rocky game, see? And then this is me, and that's the Rocky game. I only have one fucking camera on the TV set.
Looks like a Giant is frustrated in his efforts to reach. I get your reach. What city is that? What city is it? I can't. I thought I recognized it. Oh, is that L.A.? Is that L.A.? I think it's L.A. Maybe it isn't. I don't know. That didn't look like L.A. Yeah, that is L.A. That's the bridge over the river. The bridge that's going to be coming down soon. I don't know when. When's that bridge coming down? L.A. River Bridge. It's over, I don't know, 7th Street Bridge? Is that what it's called? I should know because I've driven over it many a night when what we used to do is, for laughs, you know, when we were much younger and full of piss and vinegar and all that shit, we'd go down to the Central Market at like 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, we'd be out boozing it up. And every morning, 4 a.m., the Central Market in L.A. is a pretty amazing place. It's where all of the farm produce and shit just starts pouring in from all points in the state of California, west, however, you know, long it takes. And, man, it's interesting because you see all the restaurateurs, you see all the grocery stores, you see everybody that deals in, you know, needing to buy wholesale is there. and a lot of just regular people like, you know, me, who just want to go in and get a deal and like the atmosphere and like to nose around and look at the seafood and look at the vegetables and the fruits and also the fruit that comes from the tree. Oh, yes. But I'm kidding. It used to be fun. You'd be with like your girlfriend or something. It'd be like maybe three of us with three chicks, and we'd all just drive down there, you know, and smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee and, you know, looking at all these cats doing their thing. And then sometimes you go and you'd have real late night breakfast at the Pantry, just north of USC. Stayed open 24 hours a day from the 30s, and I think they finally closed it for remodeling, not for any other reason, but they needed to remodel. But I don't think they closed it for very long. And that was, when the hell was that, man? Like the 80s or something? I used to go to the Pantry and get big fucking mounds of scrambled eggs and hash browns and fucking, you know, gallons of coffee. It was great. And, I don't know. Excuse me. I right now, 6'2". Giants. And that's top I thought I. The salted dog. Little men. All hands on deck. We've run aground. Ain't that the way the lyric goes? No. I'm asking the wrong people, probably. The song is called Salty Dog. It's by Procol Harum. It was a favorite album of mine way back in the day. And they had another song on there called Conquistador. And then they had another song. Wow, this facility they're having this College World Series at is quite extensive. There's a ballpark, and then there's like a large memorial park next to it, and looks like it's a good size. Johnny Rosenblatt Stadium. This is, I guess, where LSU plays their baseball. I was looking at, because I'm a weird ass, and you guys are going to be bored with this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I was looking at Brighton's stadium. Brighton has gained promotion to the Premier League from the Championship, you see. And that means the Channel Coast down there will have Brighton, Portsmouth, no, Brighton, Southampton, and Bournemouth, and I was looking at Brighton Stadium on Google Street View. Jesus Christ, this thing is space age, man. It's like the stadium they cut a bowl in the earth. So when you look at it from the roadway, all you see is just the top fringes of the partial roof of the thing. It's almost like it's flying saucer that embedded himself into the earth. So they got themselves a fancy stadium. So what, huh? Can they play football? Yeah. So Brighton, Newcastle, and Huddersfield Town are the three promoted teams. And among the teams that got relegated was Sunderland. And it was really, I thought it was a great job that they did. I don't know whether it was Sky TV or the BBC, but I watched the game that got Sunderland relegated. And it was bittersweet, man. They showed the fans as they sat there. Sunderland is in a section of England where there's a lot of mining. A lot of guys go underground to make their living. And so they call their stadium the Stadium of Light, because that's what they see. That's the first beautiful thing the miner sees when he's leaving the mine at night, is he sees the light coming in. And they're big, big football fans up there. Love the hell out of their team. They nickname them the Black Cats. I think that's right. And now they got relegated. They had a shit fucking season. They're broke. You know, they brought in David Moyes, who had been our boy at Everton, and then he got promoted. He got kicked upstairs, but he got a great job at Manchester United. He lasted one season. They fired his ass so fast he couldn't believe it. He sucked. He wasn't ready for that job at all. So he went down to Europe. I didn't think he was in fucking Spain or some shit like that. But anyway, they had the guy, Sam. What's his name? What's Sam? Starts with an A. Sam's like the, he's a coach who is the miracle worker. He can keep a team up from being relegated. He's one of these magic types of coaches they have in this league where they can get a team to just, you know, not get relegated at least. So there's, it's insane, but it was the saddest thing to see these guys get, on that day, to see that their team had gotten relegated down to championship. They were no longer in the Premier League. And I think they'd been in the Premier League for a number of years. See, English football, and this is interesting to me, is not, in America we have franchises. What does that mean? Well, it means that essentially you have bought a piece of the league. Yeah, you own the team, but you're also subject to contracts and associations and stipulations that make you a part of a larger entity called, let's say, Major League Baseball. So you don't get relegated from that, man. You are a part of that. You know, as much as you may suck, you know, you're part of that organization. You're part of that entity. Now, you may lose a shitpot load of money and have to sell the team, but you're always going to be a part of that league because you are a piece of the overall business. In English football and in other sports, they're teams in leagues, and they don't give a flying fuck. You can do whatever you want to do, Jack. You won a lot of games. You've been promoted into our league here, the Premier League. Now, the Premier League, they do a couple of things. I think you get a cash payment if you get promoted, and they have a parachute, what they call a parachute check or whatever. If you get relegated, they give you a certain amount of money. It's like sayonara, nice knowing you, get the fuck out of here, you know. So there's a piece of change involved in being in that league. It's not a franchise situation, but it's almost like they're say, welcome to our league. The league has a certain amount of money from a television contract that they've got. I don't know what else the league, what else the Premier League controls. Maybe marketing. Although I would say the teams probably have a fair amount of say in that. But there's no, you know, here in America, we know it as parity. That word parity, the teams are, we love parity. Oh, you know, this team's, let's make sure we got parity. Not over there, man. They don't give a shit. Your team stinks, don't have any money, don't have any players, bye. Down to the fucking lower rungs of hell you go, and up come teams that, and I'm trying to think of, Leicester City is the big success story of the last whatever. Leicester City got promoted 2 years before they won the championship of the goddamn league. They won it in, was it 2016? They were promoted in 2014, if I'm not mistaken, yeah. 2014, 2015, I don't know where the fuck they finished, but then 2016 they won the goddamn championship of the league. It was a hell of a story. It was a great story. It was exciting to watch them just take everybody out, man. They were fucking phenomenal, and they had a great score. Great striker, guy named Jamie Vardy, and but usually, because of the way things are in that league, there's four fucking five teams, maybe six, that kick ass every fucking year. Manchester United, Manchester City, Arsenal, Chelsea, Tottenham, Liverpool, maybe not. Five or six. Who am I missing here, man? But, you know, Chelsea, I think I mentioned them. And every goddamn year, it's the same fucking thing over and over and over again. And what's, you know, it's, well, hey, there's a new team. Like, you know, 1 year, I think Liverpool almost won the fucking league a few years ago. Leicester City's another one. Everton made fifth place about 3 years ago under Roberto Martinez. And then after that, just sucked the fucking dick. All right, man. What do we got, Jack? What do we got? 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 Al Pacino in what movie? You Got It, Heat. What do we got? We got nothing. I had coffee with him a half an hour ago. Where's Neil? He's gone. What do you mean he's gone? I had coffee with him a half. Yeah.
Bye. Bye.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 1. I had coffee with him. What is the goddamn salty fucking... Get rid of this shit. Delete. I got one song that erroneously became a playlist. I can't get rid of it. King Bao Surf. Just getting set up here, man. Gonna be late with a motherfucking show tonight. Probably won't be till midnight. Probably after fucking midnight, the way things are going. Maria's doing fine, but the pain, the doctor cut back her pain meds. Not good. She had some bad pain, so she was... I just got a text from her. She's gonna tell the nurse she needs more... Why are they cutting back her? Did she say to cut back? I don't understand that. Maria's very anti-drugs, so she doesn't dig it, and she tries to, you know, she tries to keep the use of these sorts of things to a minimum, but it just doesn't pay, man. Take the goddamn drugs. You're not going to get addicted. Addiction is more than just the drug. The biochemical allergy to it. It's the mindset. There's a lot of shit going on. Okay? Don't be a brave soul and think you're... Because you cannot do it, man. I've tried. I remember something as simple as getting my fucking wisdom teeth out. I thought, oh, shit. I bought a bottle of whiskey. I thought that was all I would need. Sure. I was in fucking agony. Agony! And I finally called the doctor because they had take one every 6 hours, some bullshit like that. And he said to me, take as many as you need, Phil. Just get the goddamn pain out of there. I don't know what it was, codeine, I think. All right. Oh, God.
Walking across.
You made me think you cared.
Wait a minute, man. What is the, here we go. This is it. Bob Green.
This is Bob Green today.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, read it now.
Bob Green is on his way.
That's not the line, excuse me. Can we do this again?
Bob, we're live.
I'm sorry. Can we do this again?
All right. We should have Bob walking through one of the stores, because Bob's going to be walking through some of his competition, grazing. That sounds like a grocery store. Why do I have two? Okay. No difference, but there's two different loops. Okay. Not a problem. I'll take it. I can use it. God, I saw a thing on TV today, man. It was on YouTube. I was watching some shit on YouTube, and I found an incident between the Cubs and the Cardinals in 84, where Ron Say, who was then with the Chicago Cubs, hit what appeared to be a home run, but it was called foul. It was a home run. It was originally called a home run by the third base umpire, a guy named Jerry Shipley, who at that time was a rookie. Behind the plate was Paul Runge, and I don't know who the fucking crew chief was. But anyway, he hits the goddamn ball, and they call it a home run. Yeah, because Say goes around the bag. Well, the goddamn Reds explode out of the dugout, and their manager at the time was a guy named Vern Schapp. And they had a guy on the mound, Mario Soto. You remember him? This guy Soto for the Reds. And there are a few names that popped up in the middle of this brouhaha. Richie Hebner was out there. Just a bunch of cats, you know. I think maybe even Johnny Bench. I think Johnny Bench was still playing. Was behind the play. Anyway, Say rounds the bag. And the Reds are flipping their lids. They're screaming. They're yelling. They're pointing. Schapp is there. And one of the main guys is Soto. And Soto almost... Well, Soto got eventually pitched from the game because he chest bumped and came after the referee. He had to be grabbed or he was going to attack him. And I'm trying to think of all the other principals involved in this Reds versus the umpires thing. And the umpires are like screaming and yelling all this shit. So the umpires then have a meeting around third base. This was a game, I've never seen umpires lose control of a fucking baseball game like this before in my life. So the umpires have this meeting, and they look at Shipley, and he called it a home run, and the home plate umpire, who was, you know, 90 feet further away from it, was pretty sure it was a foul ball. As it turns out, by the way, just for the sake of argument, for the sake of history and fact, it was a foul ball because the ball landed among these fans in the seats. You cannot reach that extreme edge of the seats, that is the horseshoe, by anything other than a foul ball. If it's a home run, it goes on the other side of the seats, the other side of the pole, and hits a screen out there. Maybe it's over a bullpen. I don't know what the fuck it is. But it landed in the seats, and therefore, very clearly, a foul ball. So the third base umpire, who said it was a home run and was jumped by the Reds, is overruled by the crew chief, based upon the word of the home plate umpire, Paul Runge, and it's ruled a foul ball. Now here come the Cubs. Boom! Out of the fucking dugout. Going out of their goddamn mind. Don Zimmer is absolutely beside himself because Don Zimmer was coaching at third base. So he saw the whole goddamn thing too. And also Lee, who was the manager of the Cubs at that time? Not Lee Elia. It wasn't him. It was another guy. I can't remember his name. He's going berserk. They're holding him back. Zimmer's going berserk. They're holding him back. Richie Hebner is flipping his lid. He's out there throwing hands. The only guy that wasn't out there was Ron Say. Say is sitting there in the dugout still holding onto the bat because he's thinking, well, if it's a foul ball, I'm going to get back up and have to bat again. you know. So that whole goddamn thing gets settled down. So the guy's overruled. And it is called a foul ball, and the Cubs now explode, and the Reds calm down, and everything seems to be chill, but a couple things happen. Soto is thrown out of the game, and he doesn't know this yet, and the manager of the Cubs is thrown out of the game. He did find out, and he's once again flipping his lid, and they're holding on to him, and they finally kicked his ass into the dugout and up off the fucking, you know, up the tunnel he went. Vern Rapp, or Schapp, whatever his name is, goes into the dugout, and suddenly the camera doesn't catch it, but you see Zimmer run by. Soto comes busting out of the goddamn dugout again, and he's going at somebody. I guess he's going at the ref, and he's intercepted by Don Zimmer, and it was mistakenly read as the guy was attacking Zimmer. He wasn't attacking Zimmer. He had no reason. He was going after the umpire. And Soto is angry because he was thrown from the game. Now, that I didn't understand. That guy's a Major League Baseball player. He would have known. The minute he made physical contact with that fucking umpire, was out of the game. But he's flipping his head. This whole goddamn thing went on for half an hour, I'm telling you. You never seen anything like it before in your life. Oh, look at this. You know, couple of guys threw some pretty good punches, too. I mean, Hebner, I forget who else. I mean, these guys landed some punches because you don't usually see that in a baseball fight. Oh, it was nuts. It was, and then the Cub fans throwing shit onto the field. And, you know, the grounds crew had to come out and clean that shit up. It was crazy, dude. It was great. It was just great, I'll tell you. It was great shit. All right, man. What the fuck is that? Yeah, that's the one I want. Excuse me. Are we ready? Are we rolling, Bob? When you're in love with a beautiful woman, you know it's hard. You know you get it hard. Here we go, man.